I'm Derek Cardwell. On today's Lely Radio Sports Page, we hear from the podium of last night's 360 Nationals, heard live on KNIA.
Tony thought that was a Jim Dandy. At least it was from my point. I think I saw Kyle at least two or three times underneath me, and traffic got amazing. I just, had to make the right decisions in traffic there and kind of went my way and didn't go my way a few times. I just had to be really smart and kind of really watch ahead and just thought about my dad. You got to be good in traffic, especially on a racetrack like that. Man, I haven't felt real comfortable. Like, I'm really making speed all night. But these guys just kept working at it. I totally lost the brakes on the start of the heat race. And thank God I didn't have to run the bottom in that deal, or else I'd have been out to lunch. But, that was a fun race. I don't know what it was like from up there. But fun nonstop deal. And just got to thank the entire Ophel family. Weldon's at home. Hopefully feeling good. Hopefully this makes him feel pretty good, too. I get emotional. It's just a prelim night, but I love winning. But yeah, like I said, the entire Ophel family, especially Weldon Ophel, none of this is possible without Big O, this beautiful red 88. Keith, Brian, Kelly, Kim, Kendall, everybody watching at home. Jeff and Heidi Tucker. Heidi's got a suite full of people over here in the new Abba Tower. Jeff's at Sturgis. I hope he's watching. Hope he's not having too much fun up there. But, I hope this puts us in good position. Made up a lot of points there. Didn't qualify the way we wanted to, and definitely didn't heat race the way we wanted to either. So that makes up for it, and we'll see where that puts us for Saturday night. Just got to, again, thank Country Builders Construction, Tucker Trucking, Ochoco West, Penske Racing Shocks. My boy Dave Reedy's here. I love when he's in the pits with us. My beautiful wife and my son, Cole, who's going to be pretty shy here. But I really need to give a shout-out to Scotty, too. Woo, sorry. But he's been working his butt off. Is that every time I say two, we going woo? Yeah! Woo! But anyway, Scotty's been working his butt off all year, and we just got Rafiki a couple weeks ago from Australia. He's been a huge addition, and Tyler T2 has been, I got like a real outlaw crew, and it's awesome, man. It's a great feeling. So just need to thank everybody. Maxim Chassis, Ryder Racing Engines, I'll quit talking. But I just want to thank everybody and hopefully see a good crowd on Saturday night. Thank you.
There you go. I had some more questions, but he got them all covered before I even asked them. So we're going to go to our second place finisher with Wade.
Thank you very much indeed, Brian. What a race. That was unbelievably good. I think we'll just find Kyle hiding back here. Boy, that was a busy race. Please put your hands together for Kyle Larson, everyone. Man, that was a busy race, Kyle.
Yeah, it was. It was a lot of fun there. I got to third a little bit quicker than I maybe thought that I could. And felt like I could bide my time a little bit, and then traffic just got crazier than I thought. So I made some kind of bad decisions and had some holes kind of plug up at the wrong time. But Austin did a great job through traffic, and that was a lot of fun with him and Chase and James there at the end. So my car felt really good. So I feel like we gained a fair amount of points tonight, and hopefully we'll line up well for Saturday.
You always look like you have so much time, Kyle.
What's that?
You always look like you have so much time.
Well, I ran out tonight, so I wish we had more laps, but it would have been tough. You never know how the race is going to play out. But like I said, Austin did a great job, and I think just got to kind of watch the video back and see what kind of moves I could have made to be better. But came up a little short. So congrats to everybody here. Thanks to my team, and look forward to Saturday.
Good on you, mate. Well done. James McFadden standing right around the corner, just hugging up on T-Mac. Please put your hands together for James McFadden, everybody. Brian, this guy goes all right.
Yeah, he does. I feel like I'm stealing this one from you. This is something that you guys need to be doing here. But what a finish there. You come by, and you had a huge run on the top side, about got by Randall and Larson there. Tell me how it felt coming around turns 3 and 4.
Yeah, I was just trying to search and find something different. It was a really busy race, and the track kind of moved around a lot, so I just kind of tried to be wherever everyone else was and keep the momentum up. It's a lot different driving a 360, and you can bog them down really easy, which is what I was kind of doing at the start of the race. So, just got me there at the line, but solid night for us. Obviously, thank you to Tommy and Tom Tarleton and the whole Tarleton family for the opportunity to be here. It's pretty cool to stand on the front stretch for them. Lock us in, I think, for tomorrow, so we should be pretty good, but need a little bit of work to get better. Probably on my driving side of things more than anything. Lack of seat time at half miles has probably hurt me a little bit, but all in all, really good night.
A podium finish is going to have you feeling pretty comfortable going into the Saturday night finale.
Yeah, obviously, I got a hats off to Drew, Nate, and Keone for getting me comfortable here. It's a tough place to get comfortable at. And, you know, last weekend we felt pretty good out of the box, and to do it again tonight was solid. So hopefully keep building on this and put us in a good spot tomorrow.
And that was a podium from last night's 360 Nationals. We'll have coverage again today starting at 5 o'clock on KNIA.